Now, ladies and gentlemen, the nation's foremost roving reporter, revealing what happens when the worlds of the ruling class and the common man collide. Taking you across the nation to offend the foes of liberty, seek our real heroes, and tear down the obstacles to restoring freedom. Here's When Worlds Collide with your host, Mark Anderson.
And welcome out there in Patriot Radio Land. I'm Mark Anderson, Deputy Editor of American Free Press, doing my weekly live show. I've kept it live most weeks here, not too many rebroadcasts. You're going to hear a really special show tonight with a special guest from the Lawful Rebellion Movement, the editor of the UK Column newspaper in the United Kingdom. And it's a very interesting, intriguing, and promising movement over there, a real handle on the in-depth of what's going on. So you're really going to want to listen. I'm having Mike Robinson on for both hours tonight. I often do the first half hour solo and then bring my guest on. But he's 5 hours later than me in England, and we want to be accommodating, of course. And so please listen up. Call in at 800-313-9443. Give us a chance to get going, of course, and kind of establish a basic flow. That's 800-313-9443. Some announcements to make before we bring our guest on. Do not forget, Be There or Be Square, the Liberty and Truth Conference, April 10th, Saturday, April 10th, coming up right here in the greater Austin area. It is going to be at the Airport Hilton, right by the Austin Airport, Saturday, April 10th, from 9 to 6, the Liberty and Truth Conference, co-sponsored by American Free Press and TexMars. Only $50 for the whole day, lots of speakers, a catered lunch. You can call 800-234-9673. That's 800-234-9673 to register for this $50 all-day conference, $50 per person. It's a great deal. Yours truly will speak there along with two AFP colleagues, Pat Shannon and Michael Collins Piper. Also, TexMars himself will speak, and the well-known Sheriff Richard Mack, and the well-known Joyce Riley. And Joyce Riley has been known, among other things, as being an advocate for Gulf War veterans and veterans in general. And a little later on tonight, I should be able to squeeze in some announcements of a very important Gulf War veterans reunion, including veterans from the current conflicts, taking place in Dallas in August. Guest speaker, keynote speaker, good old Ross Perot. Whatever happened to Ross Perot, right? Almost like he should be on the side of a milk carton. Have you seen this missing kid? But Ross Perot has turned up and will be the keynote speaker at this Gulf War reunion conference in August, and I'll announce that more. It was plugged a few weeks ago when we had Jim Bunker on here, but very important. I want to make sure that we all know about that, and I'll be repeating this information at least once on the Liberty and Truth Conference, April 10, at the Airport Hilton in Austin, 9 to 6 p.m., $50 a person, 800-234-9673. There, I did it again. And those are very important to get out there, and it's very important that we get together and compare notes. And maybe what we'll hear tonight can be part of what you share with other people at these and other conferences. Our guest tonight is going to really lay out the background knowledge and the real look under the hood of the system, as we sometimes call it. And, of course, the big struggle in the freedom movement is what to do with what you know. It's not enough to just be knowledgeable. Knowledge is power, true, but it has to be applied. And if you apply it, you have to know what you're getting into. You have to know what to do and what not to do, what to pursue and what not to pursue. It takes a lot of wisdom and discretion, as well as fierce determination, to try and break free of the bad system and, as we'll learn tonight, to bring about a different system, an alternative system. So stay tuned. We'll be back with our guest here on RBN after these messages.
The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is...
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
Okay, and we are returning to the really big shoe, as Ed Sullivan used to say. And tonight's shoe features Mike Robinson, who is editor of the UK Column newspaper and a founding member of the British Constitution Group. And he has a movement that's based on Article 63 of the Magna Carta called Lawful Rebellion. And this movement is spread pretty wide throughout the UK, as I understand, and Scotland, Ireland, growing by leaps and bounds, as I hear. And our guest tonight, Mike Robinson, is going to tell you all about it out there. And what's so interesting, ladies and gentlemen, is this, in my opinion, based on what I've learned so far, is that this is a more comprehensive and all-inclusive and careful and well-thought-out, I guess you'd say shrewd approach to deal with the establishment that runs the world, because it's not just a matter of breaking free of the old establishment or knocking it back or cutting back on the gains that it is making. It's also a matter of coming up with alternative governance, as my guest describes it, alternative governance. In other words, if you break free from or pull back from one system, you have to have somewhere to go. You can't necessarily just scatter yourself to the winds, although many of us are tempted to go in some redoubt somewhere, find that last island on Earth that has no jurisdiction over it whatsoever, and maybe even fly to the moon or another planet. We've all had those fantasies, I'm sure. but not an easy thing to do. At any rate, Mike Robinson, thanks for being with me.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Good evening to you. Late afternoon for me. He's coming to us, of course, all the way from the UK. And Mike, having spoken with you and emailed with you and chatted with you several times, I'm very intrigued, and I think listeners live tonight on March 27, 2010, and on the archives, where we have sometimes even more listeners than live, will be very intrigued about what you and others are doing. I guess the UK column newspaper, something not altogether different than American Free Press that I write for, was founded by a Brian Gerrish, but you sort of assume the editor's role. He still writes for the paper. I've seen some of your conferences. I plan to attend some this year or next or whatever. And it just seems like, although the battle is hard, it seems like you guys have an interesting and, I think, very potentially effective way of doing things. This started, I guess, the British Constitution Group in late 2008. What brought about the founding of the Constitution Group? What sort of precipitated that?
There were a number of quite independent people got together, they've been working in different areas. Brian Gerrish, for example, he's an ex-Navy lieutenant commander. He was during his time in the Navy, he was hunting Russian submarines in the Atlantic Ocean and whatnot. He was an intelligence officer for the Royal Navy as well. After he left the Navy, some things happened to him, that got him involved in trying to understand what was really going on in the United Kingdom. And independent from that, other people were doing similar things. So a gentleman called Albert Burgess, he's an ex-police officer. He was particularly interested in treason, and he suspected that people in positions of power, if you want to use that term, were in fact committing treason against the people of the country. And a number of different people were coming at this from a number of different approaches, but all had come to the conclusion that really, first of all, the United Kingdom does have a constitution, whereas the British government was trying to tell us that we don't. People were interested in what rights and what facilities our constitution gives us to try and retain our nationality and retain our independence from we have a particularly unique situation because obviously Europe is turning itself into a sort of multinational, a pan-national state. So people were coming at this problem from many different directions, and somehow the founding members of the British Constitution Group managed to get together and decided that the initial approach should be based around the Constitution of the United Kingdom. You know, the U.S. is well known for having one of the best constitutions, if not the best constitution in the world. But in fact, you know, the United States Constitution is based on at least in part on the British Constitution. So that's basically how it started. And we began by looking at what kind of constitution we had, and what rights and capabilities that would give us. One of the capabilities that it gives us is that, and in fact it's Article 61 of Magna Carta, gives us the right to rebel against any government which is not acting in the interests of the people. And to do that in a lawful way. So that's where the term lawful rebellion came from. Now, as you say, lawful rebellion it's not an organization. It's an approach. It's the idea is to have peacefully millions of people in the country basically saying that enough is enough. We're not having this anymore. You're not behaving in our interest. You're behaving in the interests of whether it be bankers or foreign interests, whatever the the problem that we see is we have the right to stand up and say, no, we've had enough. And in fact, our Constitution says that it's the people of the United Kingdom who are the sovereign power of the United Kingdom. It's not the Queen. It's not the Parliament. And in fact, you know, one of the constitutional documents that we have is the coronation oath, where the Queen, on her coronation, swore to uphold the laws and the customs of the people of the United Kingdom. And of course, those laws and customs are common law laws and customs. So common law is the basis of our nation and the basis of our constitution. And you know, the various statutes that are put in place by Parliament, many of which, particularly in the last 20 years or so, we disagree with, in fact, have no binding power over us because they are in conflict with the common law. And so that's how it came about.
You know, that's interesting because I wrote a column on that very concept where you have legislators passing statutes that are contrary to the founding constitution, as if statutes are supposed to reign supreme, when in fact any statute should have to abide by the constitutional order in which it's created. Otherwise, it should be declared null and void. And the U.S. Congress does the same thing. They pass statutes that flip the Constitution on its head, as if the Constitution is supposed to answer to statutory law instead of statutory law answering to the Constitution.
That's right. And I mean, you know, as I say, you know, the U.S. Constitution is better than the British Constitution in the sense that it's written in one document. It's there for everybody to see and understand and to read. But you have it has advantages over ours, but you've got quite a similar government style of government to ourselves, in the sense you've got your Congress, which is the equivalent of our House of Commons. You've got your Senate, which is the equivalent of our House of Lords. You've got your executive branch, which is your President. And we have our executive branch, which is the Queen. And we both have a judiciary. But in fact, you know, unless the people of the nation are prepared to get involved in their own governance and take some responsibility for their own governance, then the people that are at least notionally elected into these positions in these institutions can take advantage of the inactivity of the people to turn. You know, government is supposed to be working in the interests of the people. They can turn that on its head, and in fact, you know, end up with a situation where the people are forced into working in the interests of a small elite at the top. And that's not really what the purpose of either your constitution or our constitution is about. And so, what lawful rebellion is about is putting that situation right.
Let me interject to make sure I have this straight. The Magna Carta obviously is from the 1200s. I had said Article 63 that lawful rebellion was based on. Was that wrong? Is it more Article 61 or is it both?
It's Article 61 that gives us the right to rebel.
Okay. Now moving on from that, the UK has a collective constitution, and then you have that and the Magna Carta to work with. I just want to make sure I have that straight.
Well, the UK's constitution is based on many, many historical documents going right back to, you know, pre-Norman times, and you know, when William the Conqueror invaded in 1066. So our constitution goes back to before that, and you know, common law in Britain was established by King Alfred. So that, I think that was about 800 AD, things kind of got a bit difficult when the Normans came to Britain and basically usurped the power of the Saxon kings. The story is that basically every constitutional document that we have, whether it be Magna Carta or the Declaration of Rights or and so on, these documents tend to be just a restatement of principles that go back right back to pre-Norman times. The rights and privileges that we get from Magna Carta are then restated in the Bill of Rights. We have a Bill of Rights, and so on.
So you have this sort of duality between the Magna. Yeah, We'll be right back after these messages.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And we're back with our guest, Mike Robinson, editor of the UK Column newspaper in England. And he's a founding member of the British Constitution Group. Before the break, he was describing the roots of the Lawful Rebellion movement, in which he and many others are involved, a very promising, intriguing, and I think largely effective movement. The potential, of course, is enormous. And he was just telling us a little bit about the history of it, the fact that it's based on both the Magna Carta and the UK Constitution, whereas the Magna Carta Article 61 gives people the right to rebel lawfully, and the UK Constitution declares the people sovereign. And without getting too grounded in the history of long ago in it, we're going to fast forward a little bit. Mike, we're going into a shorter segment before the messages at the bottom of the hour. But I guess take us forward a little bit. You not only want, of course, the lawful rebellion that you're recognized as having by these founding documents, but it's not just simply to rebel, but to pursue an alternative governance, as you've told me off the air. And we can start walking that direction a little bit here. We got this short segment right now before the bottom of the hour, but go ahead and kind of move along on this. But I think it's interesting. I don't know if you want to talk about how many people are involved in it, but I know it covers England, Ireland, Scotland, and pretty much the whole United Kingdom, correct?
Yes, that's correct. But I mean, you know, the point here is that as I was saying, unless people are prepared to take some kind of responsibility for their own governance, we're not going to. You know, this is the finding. This is the basic principle of this. People, we need to get people to take. To get involved in their own governance and take some kind of initiative on it. So if the people that are running the country aren't doing it the way that we want them to do it, then we have to be prepared to stand up and say, right, we're not having this anymore. So that's kind of what that's about. So we decided when we founded the British Constitution Group that first of all we should be running a program to kind of educate people on what our constitution is, what it stands for, and how people can make use of it. But then to take that a step further by creating a movement whereby basically you know what we're saying to people of various groups is it doesn't really matter how you're planning on fighting this or how you are fighting this monster that we have in this country, the issue is that you know, because groups are relatively small potentially, perhaps that their activities are falling under the radar and people aren't seeing them for what they are, so we need to somehow brand what people are doing without sort of causing people to go down any particular route. So that's where the Lawful Rebellion brand comes from, if you want to call it that, so that people can you know, even though people might have quite different approaches to how they deal with the problem that we all agree that we have, we can demonstrate that we're all working towards a common goal by presenting it in a particular way, and that actually means that people can continue doing what they want to be doing, but the population at large see what we're doing as being a larger group. So that helps us get some traction on what we're doing, and helps encourage people to come in and get involved.
You know, it's interesting because I've seen where you deal, having watched some of your conferences online and read some articles, you break it down into the legal, economic, and political realms, and obviously you explore what the Magna Carta says, the Constitution. People need to understand those fundamentals. But you break it down into these realms, legal, economic, political, and I suppose some other odds and ends, to where people begin to disassemble what's being ruled over them, so they begin to understand the inner workings, what's going on under the hood, as we sometimes say. And the things I've seen some of your speakers address, they do it quite with a lot of expertise and not a little sense of humor. And humor, of course, can be an elixir for all of this. And it's been very well explained, I think, and well covered as to how you're tyrannized and ruled legally and economically and politically, and how people are corporatized and corporations are treated like people, and the whole sort of the whole schematic. And it gets so interesting, a little detailed, a little complicated, but once you realize the manner in which tyranny happens and corruption and so on, you begin to understand how to counter it or how to create an alternative system. Because you go, oh, this is what they're doing. This is the way they define it, you know, and so on. That's what I find so interesting.
Yes, and what we're aiming to do is to whenever we present this stuff, we're trying to educate people first of all. We're trying to do it in such a way that there is practical application. So it's not an academic exercise. It's a practical exercise, and the aim is to have people actually getting practically involved in fighting this stuff back. So we're organizing people to do things, not just talk about them. So,
yeah, and we're going into that break at the bottom of the hour right now. I just wanted to get that out there so we can, after this break, we go into a longer segment and cover at least the highlights of the legal, the economic, the political, some of the things that are presented at your conferences, and we'll talk about your upcoming conferences, at least the most important ones. Give some dates, some times, some places when you're able or at liberty to release that information. And so we're going into the break, and we'll be right back with Mike Robinson of the Lawful Rebellion Movement, and
Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And we're back on the air. My voice mysteriously and miraculously going through Skype and heading hither and yon to unknown satellites and transmission antennas everywhere. Maybe even places I'd rather it's not heard, but I don't worry about those things. At any rate, here on When Worlds Collide, we try to literally talk about when worlds collide. And tonight's guest, Mike Robinson, the editor of the UK column and a founding member of the British Constitution Group, is talking about, in essence, worlds colliding. That is the world of the ruling elite and the world of the common man. And he's talking about how those in the world of the common man need to learn practical, applicable knowledge that they can apply in the legal, economic, political, and judicial realms. Thus, we'll be talking in this next half hour, and he'll be on the rest of the show tonight till 9 Central, talking about legal, economic, political matters, and some successes in court. And I know that's important. We'll get to that in just a minute, kind of in a chronological way or a logical sequence here. But, Mike, you've been talking about the lawful rebellion movement in which you and many other UK citizens are involved. And you were just talking about how getting people involved in their own governance and learning knowledge that they can practically apply in terms of finding solutions is so important. And what kind of response do you get? In other words, out of every 10 people that hear your presentations, do you think at least half of them truly grasp what you're saying and want to get involved in a tangible way?
I think that the situation there is changing, you know, very, very fast. That perhaps a year ago, it was quite difficult to get people to take interest in this kind of thing. Certainly in the last 6 months, the number of people getting involved and the number of people phoning us and writing to us and coming along to the events that we hold is just increasing exponentially, really. As well as that, we're seeing more and more you know, people that you might consider establishment people, so police, military, people in the working in the health service, government, just whistleblowers coming forward all the time, giving us more information than we can, really more information than we can cope with at the moment. So you know, it's clear that there is an awakening going on within the population. People are starting to ask more and more questions. They don't necessarily have the answers. And I'm not saying that we have all the answers either, but, you know, between us, we're starting to get a very clear picture of what's going on in the UK and what effect that's having globally. And we're coming up with some practical solutions for how we can beat this thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, you know, how clever your solutions are, unless you've got the weight of numbers behind you. You know, it's really quite impossible to beat this thing, because, of course, you know, the current system also has the current institutions. So they've got the military, they've got the police, and really, until we get you know, large proportion of the population actually active, it's going to be very difficult to fight against it at the end of the day. So we can have, we are testing the system in many, many ways, and we can talk about that, but you know, we've got to get the majority of people recognizing their rights, recognizing their responsibilities, and working with us on this thing.
Yeah, you know, that's so true, and I know that it's important, and I applaud the part of this where you publish the UK column, for which you're editor, because you obviously recognize, as I do, deputy editor for American Free Press, that activism minus independent journalism is nowhere near as effective, because one of the things the establishment has, besides the police and military and badges and guns and all that, is that their dominant or seemingly dominant corporatized media, which, of course, blacks out a lot of news. There's lies by commission, there's lies by omission. And if you have an independent media that you nurture along like you do with your UK column, excuse me, that's going to go a long ways to amplify and explain what you're doing. And so I think that's very important. I think without the newspaper, it would have a lot harder time getting traction. So I would think the readership is at least steady, if not growing, on your paper, too.
The readership's growing on the paper. Every issue we produce, there are more and more people buying it, which is brilliant. We don't sell every copy of the paper. Well, at least we don't get paid for every copy of the paper. Quite a lot of the paper is distributed free of charge, because, I mean, the key thing is that the word gets out. Something else that's been going on recently, you know, this is, I'm not going to go into this issue, but you know, we've spoken about the Holly Gregg issue, and anybody that looks at the UK column website or gets the newspaper can have a look at that issue. That case, without going into detail, demonstrated quite clearly that we are actually making our own media, in the sense that was a story that the mainstream media would not cover. The mainstream politicians would not speak about it in any way, you know, the coverage that story is getting among the population of England, Scotland, and Wales at the moment is phenomenal, and that's happening because of a recognition that, that the mainstream media is at some level controlled, at least editorially, and people are finding other ways to get the message out among each other. So it's really fascinating how a kind of parallel communication. I mean, obviously the internet is key to that, but aside from that, independent radio stations, we've got a couple of independent television stations in the UK that transmit on satellite TV. That are covering areas that the mainstream media just will not touch. It's really quite a positive thing that's going on at the moment with how the message is getting across, in spite of and in fact I would go as far as to say that the harder that the establishment works to try and shut people up on issues that they just don't want covered, the more in fact that these issues do get out. So they kind of are in the situation where if they try to stop stories getting out, it in fact gets the story out even faster, because people get frustrated with the deliberate blocking.
Yeah, that's very encouraging. And while we're at this point, what is the website address to the UK column?
Okay, that's ukcolumn.org.
ukcolumn.org. We'll repeat that before the show's over. Okay.
Yeah. And the British Constitution Group is thebcgroup.org.uk.
thebcgroup.org.uk.
Yeah, that's right.
And then ukcolumn.org. Okay, we'll reiterate those a little bit later. Well, that's, you know, interesting. And that scandalous case that you referred to has obviously enabled the UK column to make a name for itself by the sheer fact that you're willing to report it, no doubt, accurately, whereas the other newspaper and broadcast media, evidently, if they touched it at all, would probably botch it and probably haven't even dealt with it. And, you know, that's a feather in your cap for sure. It gives you credibility and sheds less credibility on the dominant media. And, well, then you've got your paper, you've got your movement, your Lawful Rebellion movement, you've got these roots in the Magna Carta and the UK Constitution. You've got more and more interest, including people that work in the public sector, as you mentioned, that work for law enforcement and medical and this and that. So you've got a growing interest. You know, there's always that slight risk of maybe infiltration by the wrong elements. We'll deal with that a little later. But I know you've traveled along, you know, the different sort of lines or threads in the tapestry of the establishment, legal, economic, political, and you've had some successes in courts. What has been maybe your most recent or perhaps your best court success, and what was it about? Because that's important, because it establishes legal precedent, it gets publicity, and it calls attention to things. What might be one of your more notable ones?
There's a number of fronts here. I mean, this thing basically started with the issue of treason and whether treason had been committed by politicians and potentially even the monarch, particularly with the signing of the European treaties and the European legislation, in the sense that the British Constitution expressly states that it is treason to pass any sovereign power across to a foreign jurisdiction, and that's clearly happened since the Edward Heath government. That various legislation, various treaties have been signed unlawfully, at least from a constitutional point of view. A few people put together a DVD with all the documentation that demonstrates that treason has been committed. Over the last, I suppose, 2 years or so, they've been encouraging people to take that, to print out as much of that information as they could, and actually take that to their local police station and report the crime of treason.
Interesting that you would involve the police in something where Americans would not typically do that. In other words, just because treason is a broad crime, a crime that's not like throwing a rock through a window or stealing a loaf of bread, just because it's not an ambulance chasing crime for the media, you're still reporting it because it is in essence a crime. And
well,
that,
it's not just that. It's the fact that in Britain we have two crimes here. We've got treason itself, but in fact it is a crime in Britain for any public servant who has been notified of the crime of treason to do nothing about it, and that crime is called misprision of treason, and that, it's kind of like somebody being an accessory to murder, for example. So basically, once somebody walks into a police station and says, "I have evidence here that treason has been committed," if that police officer who listens to that and sees that documentation does nothing about it, he himself is guilty of misprision of treason, or potentially guilty of misprision of treason. So what we're basically saying to these police officers when we go in is, you know, you are duty bound to deal with this information, and in fact pass the documentation up to the Crown Prosecution Service and have that you know encourage them to take a prosecution here. I mean, of course, I mean, we're not silly enough to believe that they would actually do that, because we're talking about the people that are the most senior politicians and potentially, as I say, the monarch herself, that we're accusing of treason in this case. But Albert Burgess, who's the man who's been driving this for the last year and a half, 2 years or so, always said that the more people that go into the police stations and actually make the allegations, you know, if we can keep the pressure on them, then eventually they're going to have to push it up the ladder. And it's just about getting more and more people to do it.
I have to interject here, Mike, because the United States Code also provides for misprision of treason, let me say that right, and I just wrote about it with regards to some 9/11 treason allegations brought forward in Wisconsin. And so, yes, the United States Code also recognizes this idea that citizens have a duty to bring what they think is evidence forward to the authorities, and those authorities in turn have the same duty.
Right. We now have the position that enough people have actually been walking into police stations with this information that now the police have agreed, finally, and have passed the papers on to the Crown Prosecution Service. Now this is a small victory, and as I say, you know, the Crown Prosecution Service is corrupt. We have no doubt about that. So we're not really expecting it to go any further until we get more and more people doing the same thing. And this is, again, this is just about force of numbers and getting people to actually take action.
And let me ask, we're probably coming up on messages. Where is your misprision of treason? Is it also in statutory law like it is here?
It is. And, of course, recently the government have attempted to, and I'm speaking specifically about Tony Blair, have attempted to dilute the treason laws. The treason laws are actually one of the few statutes which, of course, can't be diluted in that way, because the act of diluting the statute is in itself an act of treason. You know, you can't.
You know, yes.
You can't commit a crime and then reduce the penalty yourself for the crime that you have yourself committed. So you know, although they've tried to sort of weaken the laws and weaken the penalty, particularly that in itself is a further act of treason. So that's another example of something that they just can't easily get round. You know.
Very interesting that you have what we have here, and that's something we share in common. And it's such a wise statute. John F. Kennedy referred to that sort of idea from the Athenian classical lawmaker Solon, S-O-L-O-N, Solon or Solon, however you pronounce it, because he called it a crime for, quote, citizens to shrink from controversy, end quote. He even wanted to make that a criminal liability, that you were duty-bound as a citizen to bring these things forward, just as public officials are. But without getting too deep into that, that's just a very intriguing and fascinating concept, and I think it's an excellent foundation to work from, and it's very interesting that you have a growing number of people in your Lawful Rebellion movement actually taking these things to the police. Do you mean local and national police, police at any level?
Well, we only have one police service, so the police service is split up into regional constabularies, but it's only one. We don't have different levels of police the way that other European countries have, for example.
Yeah, and the way we do here, yeah, we have county sheriffs, we have local boys, we have all that, and they're very independent of each other, at least they used to be until 9/11. But at any rate, we have some messages coming up, and stay tuned for those, ladies and gentlemen. Then we'll be back with Mike Robinson of the Lawful Rebellion Movement, founder of the UK Column newspaper, and we shall return soon after these messages.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
Okay, we're back on the air after the break, coming to you live from the great state of Texas, 254 counties. Some people say it should secede from the Union. I've heard that sentiment repeated, and it's an intriguing idea. And long across the Atlantic Ocean, I'm talking to Mike Robinson, the editor of the UK Column, founding member of the British Constitution Group that was founded in late 2008. And they're moving along in their lawful rebellion movement. And we've talked about members of that movement calling attention to high treason by public officials in the UK, and them actually bringing these charges to police under the misprision of treason statute. And his group explores legal, economic, political, and judicial approaches and knowledge, practical knowledge, where people can get more involved in creating alternative governance. And it's a multifaceted thing. But, Mike, I want to make sure that we're in a short segment now before the top of the hour. I wanted to make sure that, did we define lawful rebellion enough other than to say that it's rooted in the Magna Carta? We could use this short segment to define lawful rebellion if we need to go further there. And then after the top of the hour, we can proceed into some of the details. What do you think there?
What I was actually... I thought I might just say there, because you mentioned about Texas, the potential, you know, or at least some people saying that Texas should secede from the Union. And we have the same kind of feeling in the UK where, you know, Scotland has apparently been given its own parliament. Wales has its own assembly, and people are calling for England to get it to have its own parliament, separate from the rest, and this kind of thing is being seen right across Europe. The attempts to break up nations into regions, and it's a really a form of I think it's a very dangerous thing to do, because it's linked to the sort of removal of any sense of national identity and any sense of working towards a building a nation and safety for your people and whatnot. The removal of national identity in favor of pan-national, corporatized, if you look at the European, what's happened with the Lisbon Treaty and the European state, it's turned into a fascist, possibly a better word for it is a Soviet, but in the sense that although there is a European parliament with members of the European parliament that sit and notionally debate issues, all the laws that come out of Europe come from an unelected body called they come from an unelected body, you know, we have no choice as to who sits on that body. These people are selected, and they make the decisions about what legislation eventually comes out of Europe. This legislation that comes out of Europe is then imposed on the nation. And what they want to do is to destroy any sense of national identity in favor of this pan-national state, super state, which is not. And the same kind of momentum seems to be building in the U.S.
Hearing the distant drone of the music for the messages at the top of the hour, we got about 20 seconds. But yeah, Mike, I think it's interesting, and we'll get into more of this after the break, that alternative governance certainly does not necessarily mean secession, and secession is very questionable in many ways. There are pro and con arguments here in the U.S., and we'll get into that more, ladies and gentlemen. And take your calls, hopefully, in the next hour, at least close to the next hour, that Mike Robinson will be with us. So stay tuned after the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new